Chapter 1. I got you. You know, for as far as professional environment tune-up has come in the last few decades, some seriously fucked up shit still goes down at work. Sexism, racism, homophobia, ableism, etc. have supposedly stopped. But I think that shit still goes on way more than is acceptable. When we think of our world as one big system, such as a family system with moving parts and roles and power dynamics, I guess it makes sense. Families always act like there are less problems than there are. You can think of our country as a family system. Our family of origin and the family we make when we're older is certainly a family system. And, of course, corporate America is useful to view through a systems lens, which naturally begs the same lens with professional environments of all kinds. Leaders and followers, givers and takers, and those with more power and privilege, and those with less. Bottom line for me is that all the isms we're fighting to eliminate in our country and our world exist in our work environments. We're told they don't, but they do. There is such an opportunity to look at this grand topic of narcissism through an intersectional lens, with delusions that preserve a facade of extraordinary, often comes a denial of privilege. Even if a narcissist isn't a full-blown ist of another kind, sexist, racist, homophobe, ableist, etc., unintentional biases are definitely a thing. Denial in favor of a falsely perfect presentation of themselves is a narcissist's first line of defense. How the hell can an unintentional problem get uncovered, addressed, and changed when there is no admission of that problem to begin with? Never mind the intentional. I would love to get a team of experts on each of these isms. Get them together to educate people in workshops. Everyone take their expert approach to each ism, because so many examples of narcissism in the workplace could be addressed through each ism lens. Hell, you could demonstrate the point by using the same example with each lens. Since I'm not an expert in all these isms, I didn't include everything I was thinking in this book. For example, I'm not going to try and lead an anti-racist approach workshop, although I would gladly stand behind the Black expert teaching and fucking verbally kabooming the white person who steps to them with microaggressions. But even then, I would get real clear with that person leading how they would like me to back them up, or if they would. You picking up what I'm putting down? I kind of hate it when dudes try to run workshops on sexism, is what I'm saying. We still live in a patriarchy, and that largely holds true of work culture. It's not a diss of men. It's a diss of mindless living. The human animal alone, or in a system, pulls for the status quo, mostly because we're wired for fear. That's how we always survived. Just because modern society dictates that most things now won't actually kill us doesn't mean we no longer feel fear. We do. So buckle up, Buttercup. We're going for a ride. These narcissistic caricatures are meant to inform you how to problem solve when you meet one. I'm going to introduce you to... No, I'm not. You already know these types. You probably see the bully every day at work. You probably exhale audibly in anticipated frustration every time the nice guy asks you to help him again. And you get a ping of guilt in your guts when you deftly avoid the passive-aggressive Midwestern grandma trying to get your lunch out of the fridge. You definitely roll your eyes when the millennial speaks at a meeting. And when you already know the thing the pantomiming woke dude is mansplaining to you a fourth time, you'll chuckle to yourself because now you see exactly what he's doing and what you can do about it.